Times have been hard on the garment industry since the market crash. The 32nd Street Burlington Coat Factory boys sit silent, ominously waiting for words from the street. The East Side Men's Warehouse crew has been moving in on the financial district. Though the gothics and cowboys are their core customers, you can't show weakness to anybody. You show weakness to anybody, you get cut. Cut like chin-length leather. Punched. Punched like 10 clean buttonholes. You get tied about the waist. You get draped from the shoulders of your enemies.
Johnny said, get my gun. This is our boy, got no soul. Oh, this thing has come back round. Let's eat and make home. Well, I don't want to go outside. Well, I don't want to go outside. Without my pistol.
As lightning crashed, the silhouette of Francis shone through the showroom windows as he stumbled from the rain. The fear was obvious in his eyes. It's not the Italians, he stammered. With those words, all tailoring halted. Heads turned, eyes fixed. Measuring tape slowly unraveled to the floor. Those Berber bastards, someone yelled. No, Francis cried. It's Latinos. The Zappos, Tistos. They came out of nowhere a few years back. Making a name, footwear. But now they're with machete slashing prices all over town.
So Johnny said, get my gun. This East Side boy's got no soul. This trench coat warfare has come and eaten my soul. 'Cause I don't want to go outside. Without my pistol.
Well, all across the battlefield lay the bodies, gloriously dressed bodies. Had not been long before they came to take everything they had. Winter outerwear, fine leather products at low, low discount prices. There was no competing with free shipping, hassle-free returns, and a vibrant web app that made finding just your size so easy. Perhaps the end of the clothing warehouse was predicted when Sir Thomas McBuffin famously said, who wants to go walk around when they can sit on the ass? Perhaps the answers lay with our memory of the Burlington Coat Factory boys.